This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Chiropractor and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. William Loretti, a media spokesperson at the American Chiropractic Association, the leading professional association representing chiropractors within the United States. Dr. Loretti is also an associate professor at New York Chiropractic College. Dr. Loretti, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Great to be here.
Great to have you out. So the American College of Physicians recently updated their guidelines for the treatment of acute and chronic low back pain. What changed and why is the change significant?
Well, the new guidelines from the American College of Physicians emphasize the use of conservative treatment for low back pain first. They recommend that the first line treatment include non-drug treatments like heat, soft tissue massage, acupuncture, and spinal adjustments or spinal manipulation. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or NSAIDs as we call them, or muscle relaxants should only be considered when non-drug treatment fails. And the guidelines also strongly discourage the use of any opioid drugs. And actually, this is pretty much the opposite of what has been happening in healthcare for quite a few years. Up until now, patients were advised to rest and just pop a painkiller when back pain hit. However, with the growing awareness of the overuse and even abuse of pain medications, groups like the ACP are seeing that things really do need to change. We at the ACA, we've tried to encourage a conservative approach for back pain for many years, and we're very encouraged to see this new emphasis on conservative care. And in fact, the ACA recently adopted the ACP guideline as the current best practices in the treatment of low back pain.
Dr. Loretti, what is spinal manipulation and how exactly does it help those suffering from low back pain?
Well, spinal manipulation is one of the most common and well-known and well-researched treatments that are done by doctors of chiropractic. Sometimes you'll hear it referred to as a chiropractic adjustment. The purpose is to restore joint mobility by manually applying a very controlled force into joints that have become restricted or stiff in their movement, and that can be the result of some sort of a tissue injury. This tissue injury can be caused by some single trauma, like improper lifting of a heavy object, or through some repetitive stresses, like sitting in an awkward posture for a long period of time. In either case, the injured tissue will undergo physical and chemical changes that can cause inflammation, pain, reduced function. And an adjustment to that tissue can help to restore the normal mobility and reduce pain and muscle tightness and help those injured tissues to heal. A chiropractic adjustment rarely causes any discomfort. Some patients may occasionally feel some mild soreness or aching following treatment. Usually it gets better within 12 to 48 hours, kind of similar to the type of discomfort you might feel after a vigorous workout or after some sort of exercising.
Taking it a little further, what does the research tell us about spinal manipulation?
Well, some researchers had a study published in 2013 in the very well-known medical journal Spine. They found that that chiropractic hands-on therapy, together with standard medical care such as pain medications, can offer a significant advantage for decreasing pain, improving physical function when compared to usual Medicare by itself. Also, a comprehensive review that was also published in the journal Spine in 2010 found that most studies suggest that spinal manipulation can achieve equal or even superior pain relief and improvement in function when compared to other commonly used treatments for low back pain.
Certainly appreciate all the helpful information so far today. We are speaking with Dr. William Loretti, a media spokesperson at the American Chiropractic Association. He's also an associate professor at New York Chiropractic College here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, is spinal manipulation the only way that chiropractors can help people suffering from low back pain, and what else do they do?
Well, there's really a lot more to chiropractic treatment than a lot of people realize. In addition to spinal manipulation, which we are the experts on, doctors of chiropractic are also trained to recommend therapeutic rehabilitative exercises and to provide nutrition, dietary, and even lifestyle counseling. Many chiropractors also use other treatments like therapeutic ultrasound, electrical muscle stimulation, ice, heat, traction, soft tissue massage, and even acupuncture as part of their treatment for back pain. Patients are often also given instructions on stretches and exercises that they can do at home to strengthen and also stretch those tight muscles that support the back, as well as we often give patients tips on posture and lifestyle movement advice to help to reduce any environmental risks.
And shifting gears a little here, and in conclusion, how can one find a good chiropractor?
Well, you can go to the American Chiropractic Association's website. It's at www.acatoday.org. And there you'll find a link to ACA's Find a Doctor search tool that will provide you with the names and contact information of doctors of chiropractic in your area, and in many cases also will even list the doctor's specialties. And also, you know, patients should know that when chiropractors join the ACA, they're asked to sign and comply with ACA's Code of Ethics, which promotes the highest standards of ethics and quality patient care. And, of course, as with any other healthcare provider, one of the best ways to find a good chiropractor is just to ask around. See if family, friends, or coworkers can give you some personal recommendations. According to a recent Gallup survey, more than 35 million Americans visited a chiropractor last year. So it's pretty likely that somebody you know can help point you in the right direction.
Very informative, and certainly a peace of mind when you know that your chiropractor is linked to the American Chiropractic Association. Dr. Loretti, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, thanks for all the information and advice, and have yourself a great rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Eric. Have a good day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. William Loretti, a media spokesperson at the American Chiropractic Association, the leading professional association representing chiropractors within the United States. Dr. Loretti is also an associate professor at New York Chiropractic College. And for more information, simply visit acatoday.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Chiropractor and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.